Hey guys, this is Senora Walter, and this is a review of ER and AR verb conjugation. So we've already done AR conjugation, and ER conjugation is really not that different, but it's ER. So everywhere that in the AR conjugation you have A's, you'll have E's with the ER conjugation. So your endings would be O, E, S, E, 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 M, O, S, E-I-S, with the accent on the E, E-N, and E-N. So, for instance, if I were to conjugate the verb comer, it'd be yo como, tú comes, usted come, él ella come, nosotros comemos, vosotros coméis, ustedes comen, and ellos ellas comen. So, the same thing if I had the verb to drink, beber. Would be bebo, bebes, bebe, bebe, bebemos, bebes, beben, beben. So that's how the ER conjugation works. The IR conjugation is a little different because you have to use what we called a boot. And that's where we drew almost where it looked like a shape of a shoe or a boot around all of the verb forms except for the nosotros and vosotros forms. So an IR verb inside that boot looks exactly like an ER verb, but when it goes outside the boot, that's where the I shows up. So your endings look like O, E, S, E, E, I, M, O, S, I, S, with an accent on the I, E, N, and E, N. So it's exactly like an ER verb, except for in the nosotros and the vosotros form, where the I actually shows up. So if I were to conjugate the verb escribir, it would become escribo, escribes, escribe, escribe. But escribimos, escribís, escriben, escriben. So again, the ER and the IR are almost exactly alike. But the IR has the change in the nosotros and the vosotros form. So you can help yourself out by drawing the boot and remembering that outside the boot is where they are different from each other.